Okay, real talk. We all have embarrassing moments in the bedroom. You know, like gas, bloating, indigestion, and more. And I hear from so many of you with stomach issues, and it's keeping you from the pleasure you so rightly deserve. Well, I got some great news. While studies show that gut issues directly impact our arousal, erections, and overall sexual health, I got a game changer for your overall wellness. Introducing Just Thrive Probiotic. It is my secret weapon for overall health and the fuel for my sex life. Just Thrive Probiotic isn't just any ordinary probiotic. It is a clinically proven game changer, a gut superhero designed to up-level your passion and sex life. So no more embarrassing moments, only a life of gut-powered ecstasy. That sounds good, right? It's the first probiotic formulated with four ancestral survival strains, clinically guaranteed to reach your gut 100% alive. This probiotic is like your personal gut gardener, maintaining the health of your gut by eliminating bad bacteria that causes all those digestive issues and replenishing the good, making it a game changer for your digestion, your immune system, your skin, and even your mood. With Just Thrive, you'll nourish your gut microbiome, fueling your mind, body, and soul. So say hello to increased libido, enhanced pleasure, and a whole new level of satisfaction. Oh, don't miss my episode, Why Gut Health is Sexy with Tina Anderson, where you can learn more about this groundbreaking company. For a limited time, you can try Just Thrive 100% risk-free by visiting justthrivehealth.com and enter promo code SEXWITHEMILY at checkout to save 20% off on a 90-day bottle of Just Thrive probiotic. So take charge of your gut health, take charge of your sex life, and live your healthiest life yet with Just Thrive.
The ways that I nourish my well-being, I'm very sensual. Like, I love to take a bath. I love beautiful bath oils and salts. Like, I love massage. And as far as like the sexual aspect, I'm like have this interesting thing where I'm basically a newlywed in my late 40s. So I've been given this amazing new lease on life in that way, which has been incredible. And I'm really grateful for that.
You're listening to Sex with Emily. I'm Dr. Emily, and I'm here to help you prioritize your pleasure and liberate the conversation around sex. You know Gwyneth Paltrow, famous actress, CEO of Goop, best-selling cookbook author, and cultural conversation starter. But now Gwyneth's got a new show on Netflix called Sex, Love, and Goop, where she hopes to spark another conversation, how couples can save their sex lives through touch, communication, and giving themselves permission to talk about sex in the first place. On today's show, I talked to Gwyneth about the healing modalities you see in the series like sexological bodywork and vulva mapping, as well as the women who crave a different dynamic with their husbands. Gwyneth also tells me how she prioritizes her pleasure, why Goop created a beautiful sculpture-like vibrator, why she believes menopause needs to be rebranded, and how nutrition healed her hormones after COVID quarantine. Gwyneth accomplished a lot in this life, and now she wants to conquer a taboo, making sex more mainstream. And in my show, that's exactly what I like to hear. All right, intentions with Emily. For each episode, join me in setting an intention. I do it, and I encourage you all to do the same. Well, my intention was to have you really know about some resources where you could see and learn more about alternative healing modalities and hear about a new show that's going to open your eyes to a lot of these practices. Please rate and review Sex with Emily wherever you listen to the show. I have a new article, Ask Emily, How Do We Have Good Sex After the Honeymoon Period? You can find that at sexwithemily.com. Check out all of our guides at sexwithemily.com/guides and my YouTube channel for more sex tips and advice. If you want to ask me a question, just call my hotline, 559-TALK-SEX or 559-825-5739. Just leave me your questions or message me at sexwithemily.com/askemily. All right, everyone, enjoy this episode. I'm going to drop a few sex facts here for you. Good sex happens at all ages. See, despite what we're taught in the past, there's not one single decade that dictates the quality of your sex life. Pleasure is a lifelong priority, which is why Woman S is an up-and-coming brand that I'm here for. Woman S is a collection of modern menopause products offering solutions from head to toe and literally everything in between. From skincare to supplements to sexual wellness, everything is clean, safe, proven, and effective. Woman S is a women-owned company that's reshaping menopause with products that help you have amazing sex during this very cool yet very self-aware life chapter. The fact is, having regular sex during menopause or anytime can keep the vagina supple and healthy. Woman S has truly innovative products that smartly target all kinds of menopause-related issues, like their Daily V-Soothe, which hydrates your vaginal skin. I mean, you moisturize your face, why not your vulva? Oh, they even have the best-selling vibrator in Target. It's called Gold Vibes, and don't be fooled by its discreet size. It gets the job done and delivers a smooth finish, and it's a really great toy and a great gift. It's adorable and it's purple. Just check it out. Woman S also delivered a hormone-free supplement line that uses ingredients backed by clinical studies designed to address low sex drive, hot flashes, dryness. All the Woman S products are vegan with no soy or hormones. Listen, menopause doesn't mean you need to put your life on hold. Woman S gives you the products and advice you need to keep things hot without the hot flash. Shop Woman S now at womaness.com. That's WOMANESS. .com at Target.com or in select Target stores. Today's guest is a household name, and for good reason. You know Gwyneth Paltrow as an Academy Award-winning actress. You know her as the author of 4 best-selling cookbooks. And of course, you know her as the founder and CEO of global lifestyle company Goop. But what you may not know is that she has a new television series focused on real couples each navigating sex and relationship challenges as we follow along on their authentic, honest journeys. It's called Sex, Love, and Goop, and it's out now on Netflix. Find Gwyneth on all social media at Gwyneth Paltrow, or you can find her also at Goop.
Hi!
Hi! How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good.
It's nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you, too. When I think about you, I think of you as like this translator, and you're like digging through all these like unconventional healing modalities and trying to find what works and recommending it to everybody. And one of the ways you do that is through your new show on Netflix, Sex, Love, and Goop, which I like binged in the last 2 days. And this time you took on sexual healing. Like, tell me about that decision to go into that realm and really show it off.
So our first Netflix series, we had a show, it was more of an anthology, and we had one episode called The Pleasure is Ours. It was about female sexual pleasure, essentially. And the reason that I wanted to do that was because being a Gen X girl and growing up in the culture the way that I did, I felt like there was so much shame that was still permeating culture around women having pleasure, and that pleasure for women was somehow unacceptable or threatening or made people draw bad conclusions about a woman. And I thought the way that female pleasure is portrayed in the culture is so fake. And you see women who are so far away from their own essence and what they really want and what really feels good. And it's all performative. Or like even growing up, like we were supposed to be like the cool girl who was like cool with whatever. We never said, hey, that actually doesn't feel good. Or right. Like we were never given that permission. Mm-mm. We never gave ourselves that permission. And then we got such a reaction to that first show that I thought, wow, this is like a real lightning rod. Like people, this means that people are really unexplored here in this way, because it's triggering in both positive reactions and negative reactions. And I thought I would love to dig more deeply into this topic and broaden it out a little bit, because our sexuality or our lives with our intimate partner, that slice of our life is such a microcosm for everything else. And if we're disconnected from ourselves, like it's going to come out readily in a sexual dynamic. Whereas in real life, you can sort of white knuckle through something or like convince yourself otherwise. But if you're with someone, like it's going to come up. And I thought, gosh, sexual wellness is a really important pillar of overall wellness. And nobody talks about this. I mean, well, you do, but you know.
Yeah. What I love that you did through the sexual healing and sexual body work is that it's the kind of thing where, yeah, I would talk about it because, you know, I've often said, look between your legs, take a look. They're like, oh yeah, I'll do that. Like when I get home, like after I binge, you know, whatever, Netflix, eat dinner. But to actually see the women sitting there, like legs up, like here's, and to actually watch their faces. And I think it's got such a great impact on people watching to think, oh, I've actually never done that. And now I can see what that does. It was powerful. Have you ever practiced any of it? Or did you ever have any other, any sexological bodywork practices on yourself?
I have not, but I would actually really like to try it, I think. When I watched the show, I thought, oh my gosh, this particular person who's having hands-on sexological bodywork, I thought, oh my gosh, she's really unlocking something.
You're just going to get a big reaction from this. Are you ready for it?
Oh yeah. We're always ready for a big reaction. That's what is par for the course.
Mm-hmm. I think that it's going to be powerful. What I also loved is that it was able to shift the relationship dynamic between couples, that they were able to come in. The couples, I think it was Rama and Felicitas. So what I thought was so interesting, there's this wife, right? And she felt that he, in their dynamic, which was no longer hot, that he was like the third child.
Right.
And she just wanted him to take charge. And you saw that moment on screen where they shifted that energy. It was cool.
There's so many resonant moments like that. Like, I think there are, for example, a lot of mothers out there who feel exhausted, overburdened. And, you know, like I have a friend who said, we were talking about this show and she was like, sometimes I feel like sex is just another thing on my to-do list that I have to get done. And so I was like, but we're alive this one time. Like we really should be, first of all, if that's the case, like you should be honest with yourself and not do it. Or right. Figure out the ways that you can really like get back to that side of yourself. If you want to, what are the ways that we as women can get back into that, like the softer kind of mammal of side of our bodies as a, you know, and it's where we're really in touch with who we are and what we want.
We're framing sex more as self-care these days. Pleasure should be self-care, but there's so much like guilt around it. And like, I don't deserve it. I shouldn't masturbate. But we do have to prioritize it. So I'm wondering from you, like, how do you just nourish your own well-being? Your own,
well, it's funny, like the ways that I nourish my well-being, I'm very sensual. Like I love to take a bath. I love beautiful bath oils and salts. Like I love massage. And as far as like the sexual aspect, I'm like, have this interesting thing where I'm basically a newlywed in my late 40s. So I have a very different experience of my sexuality right now because I've been given this amazing new lease on life in that way, which has been incredible. And I'm really grateful for that.
Yeah. This morning, I just have to show that this is a beautiful toy that came in the mail for me. Yes. And I love this. It's a warming vibe.
Yep. Warming like, G-spot vibrator.
So there was a time when we get 20 pounds of toys sent to my office. When I started out, it was just me testing them all. I'm like, my vagina can't be the arbiter of what is a good vibrator. And then my whole team got to try out toys. What about you? Like, what was the process for going about creating? How do you know what to create? Like, what do you like? How did it happen?
We are very close to our customer at Goop and very close to each other as women in an office. And so it was really fascinating to have these series of conversations. And the reason that I wanted to make a vibrator in the first place, and that's our second one, but we have the first one, it's like a double-sided wand that looks like an ice cream cone. I like the idea that we could make a sex toy and really challenge this idea that sex toys are somehow dirty or should be hidden or something to be ashamed about. So we made this like beautiful vibrator. It looks like a little sculpture, like it looks like a pop art ice cream cone, really. And the idea was it's a fantastic vibrator and it has 64 different settings and all this kind of great stuff, but you could leave it on your counter. You know, you could, it wasn't like, you know, sex shop, kind of how you picture like a vibrator. Right. Like one of my best friends said, thank you so much for making a vibrator that doesn't look like a penis with veins in it and stuff like that. That's like embarrassing to leave on your counter, like if your kid walks in or something like that. And so it was really just about breaking a paradigm and trying to, with imagery, introduce this idea into the culture that like, it's not embarrassing to masturbate. It's not embarrassing to have a vibrator. And it's funny because there are girls and who work here that are so like vibrator fanatics. And so they're like my main focus group, you know, they want full approval over what it's going to be and how it's going to work.
It's important. And everyone's different too, what they want. So you have a whole testing team there. And I love all the products. Be right back with more from my interview with Gwyneth Paltrow. I ask her about the messages she got about sex growing up and so much more. Something that I love talking about in the show is pleasure outside of the bedroom. I mean, don't get me wrong. The bedroom is critical for sex, but pleasure shouldn't be limited to just one room of your home. That's why I'm thrilled to tell you about the WeVibe Bond. Folks, the Bond is the toy for penis owners that I've been waiting for. It's a ring designed to be worn discreetly, even underneath clothes, and was developed to help penis owners feel more connected to their sexuality, you know, whenever they wanted to be. As a teasing wearable vibe, the Bond fits around the base of the penis and targets the perineum, you know, that sensitive area between the penis and the anus that feels amazing when stimulated. So let me tell you about the technology behind this thing. Say your partner's at work, they've packed their Bond, and you want to send them a flirty message. Just open up WeVibe's WeConnect app and deliver them a vibrating buzz through their Bond from long distance. Its vibrations are ultra silent, so your sexy nudge won't be heard, but it will be felt. You can also try it in the bedroom with the wearer enjoying the Bond and the other partner controlling its vibrations for a little kinky power play. When the wearer behaves, they get rewarded with delicious sensations. Do you get it? I have to say, this toy sounds like so much fun. I can't wait to try it. I bet you want to give it a go too. So nab your Bond before it sells out. Go to sexwithemily.com/WeVibe. That's my site, sexwithemily.com/WeVibe. So what if your kids walked in and saw a vibrator? Like, how are you talking to them about sex now? You know, my generation, I had zero sex ed. Like, I didn't know what masturbation was, an orgasm, until I was like 25. Did you have any of that sex ed or?
I didn't have any sex ed, not at all. So it's very different now. Like, my kids had a really, really comprehensive sex ed in sixth grade. There was a fantastic pediatrician mom at our school, and she gave them like a hardcore sex ed talk, which was awesome. Like, she told them everything. And no, I think that it's maybe a universal truth that kids don't want to talk about sex with their moms or their dads. I adore my mom. I still don't really want to talk about sex with my mom, you know, like, and I can tell you, like, my son freaks out if I have a bra strap showing. So I can tell you, like, he does not want me to talk about.
Okay.
So what I try to do is just like engage with them. If they want to talk about anything, I'm there. They know obviously that their mom is like a bit of an iconoclast. And my son he was really sweet. A few months ago, he said, it used to kind of embarrass me that you sold vibrators and vagina things, and like kids would say stuff at school. But he's like, now I get it. Like, you're a feminist and you're helping women. And it was really sweet. So I think it probably does make him a little uncomfortable on some level, but he also gets it big picture. I mean, he's an old soul for a 15-year-old boy.
I love to hear that. I think it is changing right now. And so what has surprised you right now about like your sexuality, this point in life?
Yeah. Well, you know, it's so interesting because it's gone through so many ebbs and flows, and it's been dependent as well on my partners and what our chemistry has been like, or relationship, like how non-judgmental is it? How full of trust is it? I think for me anyway, and a lot of my women friends, it's been dependent on the man, which is kind of what you touched on earlier. Not so much always from a place of like, it's about his pleasure only, but just in terms of like, I never asked for anything. Like, I never said, hey, how about tonight? I would love it if you did that. Like, I never would say anything like that. Right. I never, and I still frankly have a hard time with asking for what I want. luckily my husband, he plays me like a violin at this point, but but it's been really interesting over the years to reflect back on my sexuality and know and understand like, oh, I was really far away from myself then, or I was in a relationship where I didn't feel like I could be wholly myself sexually. And the accountability that you have to have, right? Because it's also like, if I didn't say anything, then how could I expect to have a really fulfilling sexual relationship? And I was so conditioned never to ask for, and you know, you just weren't conditioned, wow. Right? So, and as I said, it's still hard for me. But I think what's been amazing for me is really my husband is such a non-judgmental person and he's so curious and like nothing is weird to him, whether it's sexual or anything. Like he's just so non-judgmental. And so I think when you have the safety of that, like that you can really be free to be who you are, then like there's this incredible blooming that happens. Mm-hmm. And I feel lucky that I'm in that chapter right now, yeah. You know, and I really credit my partner because I'm still not like all the way strong in that way, you know?
No, it's hard. It's yeah, I hear what you're saying, but that's really, you're right. A lot of it is being with a partner that you can, that accepts you as you are, where you're at, and is willing to go on the journey with you. Because it is all about journey and exploration. And and this is what I want for a lot of younger women now, but I still think that they're still in that performative, I've got to do what I'm seeing in porn and all that. But I do think there is a confidence that comes and finding those partners that are healthy and are cool with just exploring and packing, which is what I also liked about your show, was that you really saw these couples that they really went on these deep journeys together where they were exploring and opening up and they were open. And you can see that so much about sex isn't just about compatibility, like sexual compatibility. It's more like we have to work. If there's tweaks, like there's things that you got to figure out with your partner. So did this for you, was there anything that it opened up for you or that you wanted to explore or maybe share with your friends or your daughter, or your son?
Totally. I think for me, I just touched on this before, but what I learned the most from it was the importance of accountability and the importance of like not expecting someone to read your mind or for things to be magically perfect or symbiotic in a sexual relationship, and like the importance of being who you are and speaking from that incredibly true place. And I have so many friends who cannot do that, or they think it'll rock the boat of their long marriage, or it will, you know, turn their boyfriend off. And I think when we sublimate ourselves like that, I honestly believe we put ourselves in a position of like to create like those fractures where we're not fully integrated, because if you're not fully integrated in your sexuality, how else is that showing up in your life and where else is that showing up?
Yeah. I think that's true. You're so right. It's such a lifelong challenge too, because people think, well, I'm working on wellness everywhere in my life. I exercise and I eat well and my spiritual life is in check. But then sex has always sort of been this bastard child of the wellness industry. They're like, oh, but sex we can't talk about. But when you bring it under that umbrella, you realize like if you're not sexually well, it's going to impact all these other areas of your life. And so how do you think this could possibly, I think it will, shift the discourse, the public discourse around women and aging and menopause and all those things. Like, how are you looking to get into that conversation right now?
I really hope so. You know, that's the other thing. It's like, we always like to go into those areas where it's still hidden or covert or embarrassing or shameful to talk about. I mean, perimenopause is very much one of those areas. Like, I think this is something we've been talking about a lot recently, because I really think that, and I say this all the time, but I think menopause needs to be totally rebranded.
Yes.
As like this incredible gateway to this exceptionally deep, wise chapter of your life where your sexuality becomes something else. Like, I want to know, I want a mentor. We need women to like take our hand and help us cross over and have it be something that's that we're looking forward to, as opposed to this is the end of our lives. And I've heard women say best sex of their lives after menopause. And I had never heard that before. This is just recently because I've been asking people. And then I have one woman who I'm really close to that's just like, it's not the same. It's not the same. And I wish I could talk to somebody about it to get a roadmap to, and I was like, you should, you know, this is what I mean about people can be accountable, but also we need rubrics to follow. Like we need people to talk to. We need women to share what their experience has been, whether it's with their sexual journey, their hormonal journey, post babies or post menopause. And so my hope is that with this show and then the ensuing conversations, like the one you and I are having right now, is that it just gives people permission to have those conversations in their own lives with their own friends, with their own partners, gay, straight, you know, married in a couple for however many years, like whatever the permutation is, that people are like, oh, maybe we should have this conversation. I've never asked you this question before, you know?
Right. Yeah, no, you're so right. I love what you're saying about we need someone to pull us along, but yet half the population goes through this perimenopause, menopause. It could last 12 years for some. And it's weird that we don't, that there is anybody, because we know our parents went through it. And so then women have to all, like, you know, we're told that our life is over and our sexual life is over.
Right.
I don't think this is what's happening.
And I don't think it is, you know?
I know it's not.
But give me hope.
After the break, I ask Gwyneth my 5 quickie questions. You're going to love her answers.
If you've been listening to my show, you know how important it is to invest in your sexual pleasure. And a great place to start is with toys. But it can be overwhelming because there are so many pleasure products out there today. How do you know what to choose? Well, Good Vibrations sells sex-positive adult toys and accessories, and it's really the gold standard when it comes to quality. If Good Vibrations sells it, I know I can trust it. They have everything. Seriously? Vibrators, lubes, games, bondage accessories, books, and every fantasy in between. All of their products are made of body-safe materials, non-toxic, so you don't have to worry about what you're putting on or in your body. Plus, all orders are discreetly delivered. They have stores across the country staffed with really knowledgeable people who care about your orgasm, like I do. And now, Good Vibrations has added an online virtual shopper who can help you shop and find the best sex toys, whatever you're looking for. You can check out my go-to toys and products on my website, sexwithemily.com, and shop Good Vibrations at sexwithemily.com/shop. That's sexwithemily.com/SHOP. Have fun shopping.
Is there any like tips on your own journey that you want to share, or anything that's worked for you or friends around you, like hormones or?
Yeah, I mean, honestly, the best thing that I've done for my hormones through this shifting time in the last few years is this year I've gotten really, I've taken like a wellness year, because in COVID I was really went crazy with the, you know, junk food, alcohol, like that, you know, chocolate cake. And I really have taken this year to go deep into gut health, and it's been amazing for my hormone balance. Like, and I've been tracking it with blood labs and stuff, and tracking my progesterone, estrogen, all of those things. And as I've let my gut heal and find rebalance, my hormones have been rebalancing. So that's been super interesting. Yeah. Like this idea that, you know, if you're eating whole foods, clean foods, not a lot of processed foods or none, you know, and this year I've really limited like sugar, dairy, or I've totally eliminated, really limited alcohol, all grains, kind of in an effort to do this gut health experiment. And it's been incredible. Like my hormones have really, they've really evened out. It's wild. I mean, I just had a labs. I was talking to my gynecologist the other day, and I had my labs done, and she was like, oh my God, your hormone, like your levels are amazing. You've like levels of somebody much younger. And I hadn't before I started.
Okay. So yeah. Gut health.
Yeah. Gut health. I like herbs and adaptogens and stuff for hormone support too. We have this amazing supplement packet called Madam Ovary at Goop. It's so good. That's what I take. It's really like for hot flashes and stuff. It just supports mood stuff and and hormonal fluctuations as well.
I love it. That works. So Madam Ovary, I love the naming, DTF. How did this, did you feel DTF after everyone took it on your, like testing this kind of supplement?
Oh,
do
yeah.
Do you feel like you take it a few minutes before sex?
Well, you're supposed to take it daily because it works cumulatively.
Right.
But I also think it does help even if you just take it, you know, like an hour or so before. Like it's got this fenugreek in it that's clinically shown to boost women's libido. It has great adaptogens for mood and stress, and it's really good. I really love it.
Okay, good. I'm going to ask you the five questions. We have quickie questions that we ask all of our guests. They're super quick.
Great.
To overthink. What is your biggest turn on?
My husband's lips.
Biggest turn off?
Interrupting. Like when people interrupt when they're talking or interrupt other people when they're talking.
What makes good sex?
Relaxation, openness, and freedom.
Something you would tell your younger self about sex and relationships.
Know yourself first and listen to yourself first.
What's the number one thing you wish everyone knew about sex?
That as long as it's consensual, anything's possible. Don't shame yourself for what you like or what turns you on.
I love it. Thank you so much. One more question about your show. What do you think is going to be, you know, the result of the world seeing your show? What's your hopes for this, for Sex, Love, and Guilt?
I don't know. I just hope that people, take away that there are tools to get closer to your partner, to get closer sexually to your partner, to have those harder conversations. Like, I think we, these amazing couples in the show, show by example what it looks like to be vulnerable and brave in the name of, you know, connection and your intimate relationship. And I really hope that people watch it and start to have conversations that bring them closer to each other.
Mm. I think they will. I think you succeeded at that.
Thanks.
Thank you for being here.
Thank you so much.
That's it for today's episode. See you on Tuesday. Thanks for listening to Sex with Emily. Be sure to like, subscribe, and give us a review wherever you listen to the podcast and share this with a friend or partner. You can find me on YouTube, Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter at Sex with Emily. Oh, I've been told I give really good email. So sign up at sexwithemily.com. And while you're there, check out my free guides and articles for more ways to prioritize your pleasure. If you'd like to ask me about your sex life, dating, or relationships, call my hotline, 559-TALK-SEX. That's 559-825-5739. Or go to sexwithemily.com/askemily. Special thanks to Acast for powering the Sex with Emily podcast. Was it good for you? Email me, feedback@sexwithemily.com. Here's a question for you. At what point is a sex toy not just a sex toy? No, I don't mean that you can also like use it to mix margaritas. I mean, when does it represent something bigger, something legendary? I'm talking, of course, about the magic wand. And yes, it's an amazing vibrator, like life-altering. Owning one is like owning a little piece of history. This is a brand that predates the Apollo mission. It's a product people love enough to get tattooed on themselves. Seriously, there are entire communities dedicated to magic wand fan art. And trust me, all this enthusiasm is justified. There's something about magic wand's deep, rumbly vibrations and perfect shape that just works every single time. Whether you choose the iconic Magic Wand Original, the Magic Wand Rechargeable, or the Magic Wand Plus that has multiple speeds and plug-in power, you'll immediately join a family of millions. I've been part of that family since way before I started this podcast. I even drilled a hole in my nightstand just so I could keep my Magic Wand plugged in. It's that good. Even if you don't want to modify your furniture or get it tattooed, I really hope you'll try a Magic Wand today. Go to sexwithemily.com/magicwand. That's sexwithemily.com/magicwand.